Pain is a full-time job. One of the great messages of the cross is that even in the most excruciating pain and the betrayal of those who love you and the blatant disregard for your loving act of kindness, you can choose to become a better person. That there are many choices to be made, but sometimes we're a little lazy in our perception. It's like the person who went to interview for a job, and the person interviewing him said, "You're asking for a lot of money for a job in retail, and you have no experience." And he says, "That's correct. Since I don't know what I'm doing, I'll have to work a lot harder, so I deserve more money." That's the kind of logic we sometimes have. I don't deserve this. This shouldn't be happening to me. Well, who should it be happening to? The cross says, you have so many more choices than the circumstances around you. How many people stumble through life and said, if it wasn't for my parents, if it wasn't for my job, if it wasn't for my health, if it wasn't for the 1,001 circumstances that betrayed my plans, I would be a success and I would be happy. What's stopping you now? What's stopping you from making great choices, great decisions? You, that's all. There is such a thing as lazy Christianity that I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon, that people show up and says, "Okay, God, do your stuff." No. Work your heart out. Make decisions. It's tough for everybody. Clint Eastwood had one of the best quotations about religion. I like it. It's short. It's concise. "The spirit ain't worth spit without sweat." And today is a day for sweating. So we need to focus on 1,001 opportunities and choices that we can make in spite of some of the pain that wants to intrude into our decision-making process, knock on our door and say, "Hey, I'm pain. This is a full-time job. You have to focus only on this." And on the cross, what does Jesus focus on? Taking care of his mother, giving her to John the Evangelist, telling the good thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise. Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. I love them and they're killing me. Forgive them. Father, it is finished. I have done the work." Jesus did his job in spite of the pain because he knew the power of the cross is to make all those wonderful choices in spite of the fact that pain will always demand your entire attention. There was once a parent who got a report card from the teacher and said, "You know what? Your son's handwriting is so bad, we can't tell if his spelling is good." They couldn't read it. And pain is like that. Pain wants to make your life illegible. Pain wants to make your life confusing. And to forget that the power that you have, that God gave you, is to transform every painful situation into our wonderful decision, even though the pain doesn't go away. Jesus did so on the cross as an example for us. Think in your own life, what bothers you, what hurts you, and do you spend hour after hour saying, "Oh, if only that changed"? Forget about things changing. Change yourself with God's help. Make a good decision and your life will be better. Slava Isusu Christu.